All right. Well, tonight I would like to share on an aspect of our theme this year. And our theme this year is standing together on God's Word. And the aspect I would like to share with you is on this togetherness, doing it together. If any group or organization or body of believers are going to be successful as a group, as a body, and have a common goal, they're going to have to work together, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, no matter what it is, or business, sports, Christianity, believers, they need to work together. And I'm looking forward to us as born-again ones standing together on God's Word to see wonderful things come to pass this year. And to do that, we need to be together, okay? Now, maybe some of you have coached. Some of you maybe have been in business as management. If you're an officer in the military, you're familiar with what it takes maybe to work with a group of people and get them on the same page so that you can get what needs to be done, done. So let's work on this perspective as the family of God working together. And God has called us to a family, hasn't he? We heard in the manifestations, he birthed us, which I thought was pretty neat, and we're his treasure, so we must be pretty special to our Heavenly Father. So he has called us to a family, and his desire is, and this should be our desire too, if it's God's desire, and it's in 2 Timothy 2:4, he desires all men to be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. All men saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. God doesn't want anybody to miss out being on his family, being in his family, having the opportunity and privilege to have him as a Heavenly Father. Now, when we got into the family, we had to answer the call of Romans 10:9. You know, how do you get into the family of God? How are you birthed into God's family? And that comes through believing in the Lord Jesus Christ, making him Lord, and believing that God raised him from the dead. Confess Jesus is Lord, right? And believe God raised him from the dead. That's Romans 10:9. And this makes us saved. It makes us a member of the body of Christ. So now we are sons of God. And in 1 John, if you want to go there, and I want to just set some of these great truths for you as we work this important perspective of working together, the togetherness. So in 1 John chapter 3, verse 1, it says, "Behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we sons of God." So we are sons of God. That puts us in the family of God. And Colossians 1:27 says it's Christ in you, right? Christ in you, the hope of glory. We have all that Christ is, all that Christ was, and we will have all that will be in the promises of God. But we fully identify with the Lord Jesus Christ. And now we're in his family. And God has a job for us. He has a calling for us. It's not like we're in the family and we just sit back and watch the Father do all the work, right? Well, the Father's going to direct the family on what to do. So we're members in that family. And we all have a ministry, we all have a function, we all have a calling. In 1 Corinthians, let's take a look there. 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 12, this section talks about the oneness of the body of Christ, okay? For as the body is one and hath many members, and all the members of that one body being many are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, right? So that's what we call ourselves, the one body of Christ. Whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, it doesn't make any difference, right? No matter what our background is, where we came from, who we were born from, doesn't make any difference. We've all been made to drink into one Spirit, that verse 13 finishes. Then verse 14, for the body is not one member, but many. There are many of us in the one body of Christ. So the Apostle Paul shares what his calling was in Acts 26:18. I'll share this with you. I'll quote it to you. And this is Paul sharing his unique job in the body of Christ. And I think we could associate with this too. To open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and an inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me in Christ. So that's what he did. He would open the eyes of people's lives from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to the power of God. And we get to do that too. We are called to minister and to serve in the body of Christ, and we have the privilege of holding forth the words of life. Philippians 2:15, let me share these two verses with you, verse 15 and 16 in Philippians chapter 2, that you may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke. I mean, this is what, if we want to do something here and be blameless for it and harmless, the sons of God without rebuke in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom you shine as lights in this world. You and I, as we hold forth the words of light, we are the lights in this world. We make a difference. We get people out of that power of darkness into the power of light. And we do it by what verse 16 says, holding forth the word of life. Holding forth the word of life, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain, neither labored in vain. You know, we wonder as our life goes on, and I know for me, I'm in my 70s, and, you know, hopefully I have a bunch more years left of my life, but I want it to count. I want my life to count. And what I see here, if I just keep holding forth the words of life, then I know that I have not run in vain or labored in vain. Well, Ephesians, let's see what Ephesians chapter 4 says. You know, as we hold forth God's word, we need to be sharp. We know that the enemy is attacking. And he's the one that will break up that togetherness. Okay? The subject tonight is togetherness, right? Standing together on God's word. And the old devil wants to break us up so we don't stand together, that we're divided, that we're split up, that we have different thoughts and ideas, and so we don't work together. Well, let's see what Ephesians 4:14 says. That we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine. You know, there's all kinds of thoughts and ideas just floating around, isn't there? We see a lot of that on Facebook and the internet. There's so much going on. It's craziness out there, isn't it?
Yeah.
But we don't want to be children tossed to and fro by all these different winds of doctrine, by the sleight of men, the sneakiness, craftiness of men, and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive. It's all a deception. A lot of what man puts out there is to deceive the believers. But verse 15 starts with the word, but speaking the truth in love may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. What really counts is not my idea or your idea, but the truth of God's word, right?
Right.
The truth of God's word. That's why, how we can grow up in him in all things. As mature saints and believers, we renew our mind to who we are in Christ. We are loaded spiritually. We are full and complete. And so we need to renew our mind to that truth and that reality. Colossians addresses this. So let's go to Colossians. Chapter 3, verse 10. And have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him, where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond nor free, but Christ is all and in all. So we renew our minds after the knowledge of God who created the Lord Jesus Christ. And it doesn't make any difference if they're Greek or Jew, right? The Greek would be the Gentiles. The Jews didn't like the Gentiles, did they? Mm-hmm. They were at opposite ends. So God's making a point here. Circumcision, uncircumcision. A to Z here. Then he throws in barbarian, and then this one word, Scythian. That sounds like one of those Star Wars characters, you know? Well, a Scythian, when you research it, is the worst of the worst barbarians. I mean, the very worst thing you could be called is a Scythian. So don't let anybody call you that, okay? Because you're not a Scythian, you are a child of God. But God puts us in his word, so he doesn't care where you've come from, A to Z, Scythian, Jew, whatever. Doesn't make any difference, because once you're in his family, that's what counts. The enemy, the devil, is pulling out all the stops now to mess the believers up, to get them upset with each other, to divide them, to separate them. In no way does he want them working together. Have you ever figured why does Christianity have thousands of different denominations? It's only one Christ, one word of God. You know, talk to the devil. He'll tell you why. But I'm thankful for anybody that magnifies Christ. So I don't care what denomination anybody's in. As long as they go to the word, as long as they're magnifying Christ, at least they're going in the right direction, huh?
Mm-hmm.
But this adversary, the devil, tries to separate us. And the button that he's pushing now to divide the body of Christ, what do you think it is now in our culture and in our times where he is pushing the button to get believers separated and thinking different things? Well, in my mind, it's the vaccine.
Yes.
Are you vaxxed or not vaxxed? Do you believe in the vax or do you not believe in the vax? And he's just getting believers, some believers yes, some believers no. And so believers are making decisions in their relationships with each other on based on that. What should we base our relationship on?
Christ,
who we are in Christ. That's what counts. So if somebody's vaxxed, praise the Lord. If they're not vaxxed, praise the Lord. If they got Christ in them, I'll buy that. That's what I want to see, is the Christ in you. Now, what was it? Think about this. What was it a dividing point maybe a couple years ago before the pandemic with the elections? Yeah, the president's election. You know, oh my gosh, was there a great division going on there? And all these different opinions that come out to separate us. You know, are we this political party or that one? Are we a vaxxer or not? Well, I use Colgate toothpaste. So if you don't use Colgate toothpaste, I don't know if you should be in my fellowship or not. But Crest doesn't mean you're missing it if you brush with Crest. So the Cresters have their fellowship, and the Colgates have their fellowship. And man, if you go to Tom's Natural Toothpaste, I don't know who those folks are. Man, oh man. I drive a Mazda. If you don't drive a Mazda, maybe you should scratch your head. Hey, Bob drives a Mazda. Maybe he knows what he's doing when it comes to cars. No, I don't. I just got a Mazda. I don't care. It's got four wheels. It gets me around. You know, I'm registered to vote with the political party so I can participate in the primaries. Doesn't make any difference what political party I'm registered with, right? It really doesn't. When we're talking about standing together on God's Word. Standing together on God's Word has nothing to do with political parties, toothpaste, cars, or anything else. As long as we've got Christ in us and we're magnifying Him, that's what counts.
Amen.
That's what counts. You know, I love you if you're vaxxed or not. I love you if you brush with Colgate, Crest, or even Tom's Natural. I love you if you drive a Tesla, a Toyota, or even a tank.
Kia.
Or a Kia. I love you if you're a Democrat, Republican, Green, Peace, Independent. Oh, yeah, there's all kinds of political parties out there. The conclusion of the matter is, if you have Christ in you, then we can really work together, right? We can work together to move God's Word and see Him work mightily. And that's what I'm looking forward to, is working together, seeing the great power of God manifested, that we would magnify Christ in each other so that we can bring more and more people to this most honorable family of God. Okay?
Amen.
All right. Well, I want to close out with a song for y'all. So hang on for a second. We'll close out with the Gaither Vocal Band. Well, Father, we're sure grateful that you love us and care for us and you want the best for us. And may we just continue to love you and love one another and recognize our value within the wonderful family of God, that we can work together and hold forth the word together, have fun together, eat together, just do family stuff together because we have Christ in us. We have you as our Father. We have your word that is the rock foundation of truth. So we are blessed and very, very thankful and grateful, Father, for this. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen.